The only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
About the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
Drug, eat or don't, drink and sex, we are sick. It's all going to be good. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. This show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And with me right now, I have some special guests, Petroleum Byproducts. Hello, how are you guys doing?
We are doing great.
Oh, actually, you know what?
How are you doing? We are doing great.
We're having some slight technical difficulties with some of the CDs and stuff. Trying to work things out. That's why you heard a whole bunch of PSA. Oh, you're not supposed to say PSA on air.
Public service announcement.
Public service on it. Although it would make sense if you're just listening out there, you're probably wondering what a PSA is. It's public service announcement. Anyways, Petroleum Byproducts, thanks for coming. And so tell me about what's been happening with you guys.
Well, Ben, we're doing a music video with director Davide Di Cero, who has his videos on MTV and et cetera, et cetera. And so that's our new exciting thing
fiasco,
we're breaking into.
But on top of that, we are actually having a record release party at on December 12th. At the Astoria, with Vapid, they're releasing their 12-inch LP, and so are we. So hopefully everyone will come on by.
That is right. It is a double CD record release party.
Vinyl record.
Possibly triple, but we won't divulge too much information until we have everything confirmed.
Right. Awesome. Very nice. And not all of you here. I'm here with Robin and Vanessa. Sally,
she is at Emily Carr with her project managers.
Oh yeah.
Trying to figure out go ahead.
She's working on a synthetic light show coming from the synthesizer as the do you want to, I don't know, explain
it's,
it.
It's really complicated. She's working with people that will actually create lights that will happen. Every time that I hit the drum pad, on the electronic drum pad, there will be lights activated on the synth, and it will make a really cool effect. It's going to be crazy. I can't really explain it because it's so cool. I don't know.
But our release party will be the debut of this
really?
Futuristic technology.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. Okay. Why don't we try? I'm going to try to play a song off this. So your debut CD, it's not a debut CD, is it?
It's debut a record.
It's a debut record.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Superficial Artificial.
Superficial Artificial. I am going to play maybe the first track off it. Mad About Plaid. Are you mad about plaid? What's wrong? I guess you're not wearing plaid.
No. We're not really that angry.
Complicated story.
Okay, all right. I'm going to play off that, and hopefully that works, and we'll come back with more Petroleum Byproducts on CITR Radio.
Thank you.
That was some petroleum byproducts off the album Superficial Artificial. I'm here with two members of Petroleum Byproducts, Vanessa and Robin. Welcome back. That last song we heard was called
Money.
Money.
Ain't Got Money.
Ain't Got Money. Yeah. in the parentheses. And before that, we heard a song called Mad About Platt. Mad About Platt. So, this album, can you tell me a little bit about the album? When was it?
It was recorded in 2007 and 8 with Felix Fung at Little Red Sounds. And
what took you so long to... this is 2009 now.
Well, there was a major lineup change, and then also we're doing it all ourselves, and we have no experience in this, the field of manufacturing and distribution, all that stuff. So we just tried to figure out as much information from people who've done it before and tried to apply it to our own record.
Okay, yeah, awesome. So yeah, there were. So you guys went on a hiatus at all, or sort of a little bit? You guys didn't play shows for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We were still working behind the scenes. We wrote a whole new set with another bassist, Nicholas McMillan, who's in Mode Modern now right now, and. But he didn't have time for our band, so we had to scratch that set and continue on with just the three of us.
Right. How do you feel about just having the three of you guys?
great.
Really good.
No problem.
Like, yeah, it feels good.
Are you like looking for somebody at this point at all? Or no? You're happy with the way it is?
No, I think we're pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, okay. And Josette now, you've been playing shows now for you played the Discorder show, I know that much, and a few more since then. So you're, you know, back in the groove of things. How did you compare, like, playing now versus, I guess, a couple of years ago?
Not quite as many show offers as before. I guess because the whole venue shutting down, but yeah. That hasn't really discouraged us. It's actually made us more productive in a way because we're able to write more music.
Mm-hmm. Also, just musically, we're completely different. I lost train of thought.
Yeah. It's just different now compared to the before.
Yeah.
Like, well, how close is this album to what you guys do now, though?
it's very different, but we still have the same, how do you want to say that?
Some catchiness.
Same energy, same poppiness.
It's a lot different. I mean, in this album, there was organ, there was guitar, bass, and drums. And what we're playing now is just synth-orientated, no organ, just bass, and drums with electronic drums on top of that, so
right.
It's kind of got this more electronic kind of feel, mm-hmm. with this sort of pop early 80s kind of type, rather than the B-52s sort of feeling that we had beforehand.
Right, awesome. Okay, that's awesome. Can we play another song maybe, and then we'll come back and chat a bit more? Which one should I play, do you think?
Let's go with
TV Date. TV Date.
TV Date, all right. This is Petroleum Byproducts. Oh, just Byproduct.
Byproduct. Petroleum Byproduct.
Product without the S.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to screw that up once. On CITR Radio.
What you're missing.
You heard a bit of the next song. The Power of Radio, Petroleum Byproduct. Superficial Artificial is the name of the new record. And is it in CD format and vinyl format as well?
Just vinyl. Digital download.
Ah, very nice. That's always good because people want to put them on the iPods and Zunes. And
it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, awesome. How does that work? Do you get a little card that they can punch in a number?
It's a little coupon with a bunch of numbers. And you go to a website and type the numbers in, and bang, there is your digital super artificial.
I think that's the way to go because I think a lot of people want a big record, but they still want to listen to it.
On the
bus or something, right? That makes sense. I have some records where it doesn't come with the digital thing, and I don't know what to do. Like, because I only listen to them at home, which is fine, but I don't listen to a lot of stuff at home. And I don't want to rip a record, like plug it into my computer, like plug my record player into my computer.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work really well. There are stuff that lets you do it, but anyways, that's beside the point. So we are going to give away one of these lovely records at your show. There's a show coming up, the record release party, December 12th at the Astoria. So the winner can get
A free record
at the show.
A free entrance.
Yeah.
And
a plus one.
Yeah, for sure.
With a plus one.
And so they can actually go to the show and pick out one of these records from you guys.
And a beautiful pin. There's four different kinds of pins. They can pick the most beautiful one in their preference. Whatever they want to have, they can have it.
Very nice. Who did the cover for the?
That was Sally and her sister Hannah, with a combination of Nicholas McMillan doing the technical work on it. But Sally and Hannah did the creative work on it.
Work on it. Very nice. Very nice. So, how do you want to give this prize away?
Well, we have a question. And if you're ready for it, it is, what two songs of ours are on the Emergency Room compilation?
All right. There was a compilation released about, 2 years ago? Maybe?
Emergency Room.
Emergency Room was this place that a lot of bands, including yourself, played a lot, and it got kind of went away. Because of, I don't know, laws were possibly broken. Who knows? But just being Vancouver. So there was a compilation that came out, and you guys have two songs on it. The number to call is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. So if you call in within the next 10 minutes, whoever calls in first gets entrance to the show and a free CD. 822
record. Free record. Final free record. Beautiful 12-inch final record album.
Yeah,
and
you can burn it to a CD when you download it. Yeah, I keep saying it's a record. UBC CITR is what you want to be punching in. Should we play another song until?
Yeah.
Until that happens. Which one do you think I should?
Let's do Mentally Chill.
Mentally Chill.
Chill. Well, I'm just going to do it on.
Oh.
I think it's good. All right, Mentally Chill, Petroleum Byproducts. Byproduct on CITR. That doesn't make. Yeah, anyways. Okay.
Yeah.
That is Petroleum Byproduct, the album Superficial Artificial. The song we play was, which one did we play?
Mentally Chill.
Mentally Chill. What is that about? Being mentally. Are you mentally chill right now?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, awesome.
That was our, it's a long story.
Long story. All right, Petroleum Byproduct. Just to remind everyone, there's a show that you're playing December 12th at the Astoria with what bands?
Vapid and possibly Needles and Pins, who might be releasing their album at the same time.
Wasn't it that other band?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So it's going to be so us, Vapid, and possibly Needles and Pins.
Okay.
But it's for sure going to be the Astoria December 12th at 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m. What's the order, do you know? I guess it's two no's. You didn't even,
No, I think that everyone should come at 10. Try to come at 10 because we don't exactly know the order, and whoever it might be.
All the bands are great.
It's going to be great. And the album will be available at the show.
Yes, plentiful amounts.
Has it been pressed yet and all that stuff?
We got it.
Yeah. Okay.
For anyone.
Awesome. So if they want it now. Is there a website that people can get a hold of you?
Our MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/petroleumbyproduct, no hyphen, all lowercase.
All right. Okay. Very nice. Anything else you want to say? I'm live on the air with Vanessa and Robin from Petroleum Byproduct. And just come to the show.
Yeah.
It's a nice collectible you can get.
Yeah.
It's an artifact.
It's artificial artifact.
Yeah.
That's okay. Superficial, but great. You should come. Everyone will have a great time. Come on.
Okay,
come on.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming down. I hope you have
Thanks for having us. Have
a good time, and good luck with the video shoot tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Where is it? Is it just...
It's taking place at Emily Carr.
Oh, at Emily Carr. Okay, right. I think you said that. Anyways. I think I was busy punching numbers or punching computer stuff. All right. Thank you very much. Let's play some... CD player went to sleep. That's fantastic. We're having a good time talking. So, let me wake. This is all very professionally done. This is Twin Crystals on CITR Radio.
Girl, boys, step in on the floor.
that was the Japan Droids, a band called Japan Droids, off the album All Eyes. It's an EP that they only release out to mostly press and radio stations, not the Post Nothing album, which got them the huge Accord fame and fortune from Pitchfork magazine and everything else. Japan Droids playing next Wednesday night at the Biltmore. Japan Droids, so check them out. From what I heard, apparently people are selling this special EP that they put out on eBay for like $30-$50 because they're huge now. So anyways, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. On the phone with me, hopefully this works. Now we should have Emily Henderson. Hello.
Oh, hey, Ben. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You are the coordinator for AIDS Benedict.
Yes, AIDS Benedict, Brunch with Benefits.
What is that about?
Well, it's happening this weekend. It's the fourth annual Dine Out for Charity event that blends eating brunch and one of my favorite things, Eggs Benedict, with a great cause. So people can help support youth affected by HIV and AIDS this weekend by eating brunch at any of the AIDS Benedict restaurants, and that's both Saturday and Sunday of this weekend.
Excellent, excellent. Where does the money go? Like, how does it work? Do the restaurants donate part of the proceeds to it, or do you have the Order of Benedicts?
Yeah, it's either or. Each restaurant sort of will be different. So
okay.
Definitely, if it says Order Eggs Benedict, please do that.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeds go to YouthCo AIDS Society, and they're sort of a unique organization where they're entirely youth-driven, delivering sort of interesting, innovative prevention education around the province. And they do that through art and theater and facilitated discussions. So it's youth helping youth, and so money's raised for this particular event will go to our Positive Youth Drop-In Program, and they work to provide street youth living with HIV and AIDS and Hep C, and providing them with counseling, hot meals, clean clothes, safe place to hang out. So all the funds are hugely appreciated and going a long way to support YouthCo and its programs.
That sounds good. Yeah, if you're going to go for brunch anyways, that sounds like a good thing. So it's Saturday and Sunday. Can you, which restaurants are part of
this? Yeah, we have a lot of restaurants in Vancouver, and hopefully there'll be some in your neighborhood. We've got commercial in East Van. We have Bandidas, Wazubi, Seb's, The Main, Deacon's Corner, so a lot of great ones there.
Mm-hmm.
Along Davie, we've got the Fountainhead, Bayside Lounge, and Checkers Grill. And in Yale Town and the Seawall, we've got the Elixir Bistro, Province, Marina Side, and Marmalade. And downtown, Twisted Fork, Subies, and the 9th Avenue Grill. And in Kits and West Broadway, we've got the Autumn Brook Gallery, Edge Cafe, and 9th Avenue Grill. So lots to choose from, and hopefully one close to you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If they miss that list of restaurants, is there a website that they can
go? Yeah, just go to the YouthCo website, and it's www.youthco.org.
Okay, very excellent.
Yeah.
Hopefully this event worked out really well for you. It's for a good cause, and I love brunch, and you know, what better way to call up some friends and just go for brunch like you normally would, you know, every couple months, and just do it on this weekend, right?
Exactly. So
yeah,
just choose a restaurant that's going to be supporting youth affected by HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, very excellent. Emily, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me on board. I love your show and how it's helped so many local artists. So.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I will talk to you later. I'm going to play some Apollo Ghost after you. Okay?
Cheers.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, Emily. Bye.
Bye.
That's good hang-up tone. This is Apollo Ghost on CITR.
There are certain places where I often feel afraid. Parties always scare me, I forget people's names. I try to think of something that would stimulate the room, like dancing with a broom after a beer or two. And I cannot approach you, because I have sweat upon my head. I have sweat upon my head. certain parties where you always feel alone. You cannot say a word without someone letting out a groan. People treat you like a book upon their plastic shelf. They keep it there for show, but they haven't actually read it. And I cannot approach them due to the fact that I have sand in the palm of my hand. I have sand in the palm of my hand. And I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand.
Alrighty, that was Apollo Ghost for off the EP Forgotten Triangle. Palm of My Hand is the name of the song. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, you just heard an interview with Emily Henderson of 8 Benedict Brunch with Benefits. So this weekend, head out to those restaurants, have brunch, help out a good cause. Before Emily, you heard Petroleum Byproducts. They were here promoting the new album. They're playing a show on December 12th. Check them out if you can. And in about 15 minutes' time, Manta Reagan, live in studio. They're doing a sound check right now. We'll get them on the air playing live for you at around 10 o'clock, a bit past 10 o'clock. We'll see how that goes. Stick around. Do not go anywhere. Really, really busy show for you tonight. I am now going to do a premiere of a brand new album from our good friend Jay Arner. Jay Arner in many fine projects. He is currently in the band Fine Miss, which is one of the local favorites in town. And he was in a band called International Falls, which was one of the favorites back in the days. So he has a brand new, I guess, EP out, and it is called Bird of Prey. I'm going to be playing, I think, I'm going to try to play all the tracks from it. It sounds great. This is the first time anybody's played it. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. I am going to play the first song, the title track, Bird of Prey. Before I do that, let me tell you a little bit more about the album. It's Jay Arner, obviously. And who else has helped out in the album? Jay Ferguson. Jay Ferguson from Sloan did some singing. And David Prowse. David Prowse from Japan Droids did some of the drumming. And there's additional recording by Greg McDonald, also of Sloan. So, let's get started. This is Bird of Prey from the album Bird of Prey, Jay Arner.
Poison's out for the cliff of outside, there's a light in waiting when the sun goes down. It's all right to be impolite, so I'll claim it for myself. If love is a shield,
Friday, November 27th for our Fun Drive finale, celebrating our donors, volunteers, and programmers with one big party. Join us at the Wise Hall at Adanac in Victoria for Nardwar and the Evaporators, White Lun, Mount Career, improv and sketch comedy by Pump Trolley Comedy, plus spoken word and CITR trivia. Bid on silent auction items and win prizes. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the show begins at 9. It's all ages, with bar service for those 19 and older.
Alrighty, that was an ad for the CITR Fund Drive. Please go to it tomorrow at the Wise Hall. That is very important if you want to support CITR Wise Hall tomorrow. That's at doors at 8 o'clock, and it goes to, I think 1 o'clock as well. Okay, before that, I'm in the midst of playing a brand new album by the very good man, Jay Arner. Jay Arner from Five Miss, and also International Falls, if you remember that, if you go way back, like 2 years ago. Bird of Prey is the name of the album. I played the song Bird of Prey, and after that I played the song Uncoverers. As I was mentioning, the album has some star power. Jay Ferguson from Sloan is in it. Also David Prowse from Japan Droids played drums on it. Just a reminder, also Japan Droids playing a show next Wednesday at the Biltmore, that's what they call it, the Biltmore Cabaret. The album Bird of Prey is a master by Jonathan Anderson from Jonathan Inc. Greg McDonald from Sloan is in it as well. I don't know what else more to say other than the fact that Jay's awesome. He was the man that helped out on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell as well. If you listen to us at 4 a.m. in the morning, there was a lot of really awkward just mumbling an interview. That was me and Jay trying to stay awake by talking to each other at 5, 4, whatever in the morning during 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. But anyways, I'm going to play two more songs off this album. Before that happens, I'm going to remind you that Manta Raygun is going to be playing live on the show in minutes. In minutes after the two songs are over, I might even go straight into them. So stick around for that. But now I'm going to play two more songs from Bird of Prey, the album from Jay Arner. This song is called I've Got Something to Say on CITR.
Reflected light in the corner of my eye. Go home to die in the sun. I know where you're coming from. Reflected light in the corner of my eye. Self.
speaking with seniors and children. After you finish with your rocking voices, make financial choices. Better wise, or you will die. A slow and painful death without a pension, a savings.
Okay, that was The Magician, Who Will Cut Your Hair When I Am Gone. The song is Indicator. Stop Bath is the name of the song I play. I just said double said thing. Anyways, before that, you heard some Jay Arner off his brand new release, Bird of Prey. I played the entire, well, the four songs he sent me anyways. That is fantastic. Go check out Jay. I don't know if he's going to play.